The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes or at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program, presented as always by Me Undies. We're here in Philadelphia. We have consumed the first round of the draft. We hope you consumed me and Ike Taylor talking with all the big-time guys who got drafted on Thursday night. NFL.com/now is how you do that. We'll also, going forward, provide some video links of that. We talked to Deshaun Watson, Jamal Adams, Leonard Fournette, the Texas A&M head coach, Kevin Sumlin, Jonathan Allen, the great Bama star. Who else, MVP?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky, of course, the shocker of the second overall pick there, goes to the Chicago Bears. I'm still waiting for him to get traded. I don't know if that's ever coming. Let's get into it. We wanted to share some of the best of from our conversations. Me and Ike had the chance to sit right backstage, not far from where Clubber Lang once offered himself to Mrs. Balboa. We were on those steps, covered in a makeshift kind of recording room, I guess is what you would call it. Anywho, we'll share the video of that for you at a later date. Right now, though, here's the audio of it, and we'll start it off with the guy. He was a little raw by some reports that Trubisky, if Trubisky or anyone else goes ahead of me in this draft, I will be offended by that. I was offended for him. He's a national champion, after all. Here he comes, everybody. Clemson QB, Deshaun Watson.
I'm not just going to say it because he's sitting two seats away from me. To me, this is the best quarterback available in the draft. Here he is. He's going to probably be vying for the starting gig there in Houston sooner rather than later. Deshaun Watson, congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
you. I know he felt like he was the best quarterback in the draft.
How?
Look at his shoes.
Oh, yeah. Look at his spikes on my feet, man.
You only wearing them kind of shoes when you feel like you're the best at your position.
Yeah, you can't feel like, I don't know if these look okay on me. You have to walk into them knowing
wore them
you
with
look
confident.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Have to.
So Deshaun, you know, I don't blame you. There were some, I don't want to misquote you, but, you know, I was offended on your behalf that quarterbacks were going in front of you. You obviously have the national championship, all the deeds there at Clemson. How did that sit with you early?
I was cool with it. You know, I knew the guy had me. He was going to put me in the right situation where I needed to be. And, you know, best of luck to the Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They're in the perfect spot. That's where God wanted them to be. And, you know, for me, I was just excited that, you know, the Houston Texans traded up and grabbed me.
So you back with a college teammate.
Right.
With Hopkins.
Right.
How you feel about that?
I feel good. I know it's going to be a lot of Clemson fans in the stands. So, you know, that's a good link up. And, you know, really all the guys down there, whenever I went on a visit, you know, brought me in.
They felt like, or I feel like this could be the Dak Prescott kind of story with you. And the reason why I feel like that, because they have a good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Houston has a very good defense. Have enough weapons. So you have enough cars in your garage. You have Will Fuller, who's a speedster, and you have Hopkins, who's one of the best receivers in the league.
Right.
Now you. So how you feel? How do you feel just going into that situation?
I feel great. It's going to be able to have a great support cast around me. But, you know, my main focus right now is to get down there and learn as best as I can, learn as much as I can from the veteran guys, and learn from Tom Savage and Brendan Whedon, and whatever role they have for me, and play it well. And then whenever my opportunity is called upon, make sure I'm prepared and ready for it.
I know it's a whirlwind right now for you, and I don't want to put you on the spot with Tom Savage anointing. Did for now as the core, but is your mindset I'm going in there and trying to win the gig and be under center in week one?
I mean, that's the plan. I'm going there and compete, do the best I can. If that's the best situation for the team, then hey, that's what we're gonna rock with. But if I'm the backup or the third team guy, hey, that's the best situation for the team. I'm gonna make it work, and whatever I can do to help the team win, that's the plan.
What do you think about this? You can do this. Do this for all. You'll make friends at training camp if you break this out. Look at that. It'll put the logo even on your toast. Texans toast.
I appreciate that.
Maybe you can make toast out of your foes in the AFC South, you know?
Let's do it. Yeah, I like it.
Maybe you could teach JJ do the big tire. You seen him do the big tire flip? That could be your new workout.
Let's get the man out here so he can celebrate this night.
All right. Well, I just gave him a toaster.
That's a good gift.
There he is, the national champion himself. Now the Houston Texans' future quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Congrats.
Appreciate it.
Sean. Enjoy that toast.
I will.
Dave, dee-da-da-da-da-da-don't-don't, Dave.
Third quarterback taken. I say he'll end up being the best of the bunch. Next up, the head coach from Texas A&M, a historic night for A&M because Myles Garrett became the first ever player, first Aggie ever selected first overall. Let's hear from his head coach who promised a few years ago when he got to College Station that he was going to make that team competitive from a recruiting perspective, at least with the big boys, Bama, LSU, and the rest of them. Here's Kevin Sumlin. He joins us for a seminal moment at Texas A&M, the first person ever drafted first overall in the NFL. First of all, congratulations, Coach Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, appreciate it. It's not about me. It's about him. And you could see the celebration there and what he's talking about. You know, he wanted to be around the people that helped him get this far. He wanted everybody to be able to enjoy it. It's a great celebration. I'm happy for the family and happy for him.
Describe this kid, Coach.
Well, he's like everybody said, he beats to a little bit of a different drum.
Right.
He's got a book in his hand all the time. He listens to old school music. Very cerebral. Very quiet. But when he says something, it people listen. And when he's on the field, you know, he's as active and as violent as anybody there is in the game.
Now, you had another guy, Von Miller, another defensive end / outside linebacker. Now you have Miles. What's the difference between the two?
You know, I think Miles is obviously he's bigger. I mean, he's a 260-pound guy, but is extremely fast. You know, Von, he's dipped below the 4.5s running, you know.
Right.
And that's I'm not going to say that Miles is that fast, but he's a bigger guy, really athletic. I think the thing that separates him is his ability to bend and turn corners and keep his balance, but also play with power and change and be able to transition speed to power quickly.
Pull back the curtain for us, Coach. How much involvement did you have contact with Sashi Brown? There was a lot of talk about maybe them would go Mitch Trubisky here, the Browns. They wind up with your guy here. Did you have a lot of back and forth with the Browns?
There's always back and forth, you know. So I've been part of this process, you know, for the last 5 years at Texas A&M and 9 years as head coach, even assistant coach. You know, the guys are going to call. They're going to do their homework. They're going to get information. I think what's important is that you're truthful with people and that people can trust you as a coach. And you know, because we come here every year just about. And there's a little bit of conversation. I think and as coaches, we talk too. I think there were some conversations with Larry Fedora also. There's a lot of posturing I've learned over the last few years going on, and a lot of talk that's out there. And a guy told me 5 years ago, he said, "Kevin, don't believe anything 10 days before the draft, what you hear." So everybody knew. Obviously Cleveland knew. Miles must have known because he had that T-shirt on underneath the Adidas, huh?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said.
Right.
Somebody knew something, right? So otherwise he'd have had to wear that Adidas T-shirt the rest of the night.
You did make a promise to all the 12 men there in College Station a few years ago when it was Johnny Football, Mike Evans, and the rest. A gathering force now in the SEC. Coach Sumlin has this team loaded with NFL prospects, starting off with Myles Garrett.
Dave Demichelis.
From Sumlin now to the shocker of the first round, the second overall pick from UNC, here's Mitch Trubisky. This is exciting, Ike. And our enthusiasm can't possibly match this guy. The number two overall pick. The 2017 NFL draft from UNC, Mitch Trubisky. Congratulations,
Thank
man.
Thank you so much.
Look at the smile on his face.
I'm so excited. I can't help it.
Yeah. Head's got to be spinning, right?
It is. Is it a dream come true? I'm just so happy I could share that moment with my family and friends who were able to make it out here to Philadelphia. But it's an honor to call myself a Chicago Bear.
No. You know what a lot of people can do? Is say that they're in the NFL. But look at this. I want you to see this now. Look, I want you to hand these out to your family and friends. Look at that. You're a quarterback in the NFL now. How about that? How's that make you feel?
I'll keep that. It's official.
An NFC North quarterback, you share that title along with Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the fellas. That's quite a thing. I know it just happened, but has it sunk in at all what it means? Chicago Bears moving up north, playing in the cold, so on and so forth.
I can't wait. Chicago has a long history of football. My favorite player growing up was Walter Payton, so I can't wait to wear that Bears jersey just like he did and continue that long winning tradition back in Chicago.
Marcus Wheaton wears the 10 for the Bears currently. Is that going to be an issue for you?
I'll definitely talk to him about it, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a number. All I want to do is play football, so if I got to change my number, I will. If he'll give me the jersey number, it would mean a lot to me.
Yeah, I know a lot of people talked about the games you played in college, but from what I saw, I said, man, you had the best arm strength, and I always look at throwing the ball from the hash to the other side of the numbers, and I felt like that was one of your best assets. Talk to me about your training and how you get so strong.
Yeah, weight training was a huge thing for me, and I came in at 195 pounds, and I left at 225, so it was a point for me to get in the weight room, get bigger, faster, stronger, so I could be able to make all the throws and take all the hits that a college quarterback needs, and now I have the body for what it takes to be a durable NFL quarterback, so that's what it's all about. The hashes are shorter in the NFL, yep. So I don't even have to make those wide throws, so the teams know, especially Chicago, that I have the arm for it, and I just can't wait to go to work. I'm a grinder. I love the work. I love the game. So I can't wait to pick up this offense and have fun with it.
Sets up great for a young quarterback like yourself, a solid offensive line. You've got Jordan Howard to turn around and hand the ball off to. Okay, some nice pieces in the passing game. One more thing I want to give you as a parting gift. It does get cold up there. So hey. I got, look at that. You can sleep in that tonight. What about that? You're going to sleep
that.
In this tonight.
I love that.
Think about
this is
that.
My new bed cover.
Good for you. A
Appreciate
Chicago
Thank
Bear.
You so much.
Enters
there
the day
go.
A Tar Heel, hey. Goes out a Chicago Bear. Congratulations to you, man, and good
Thank
health
so
and
much.
Success
Brad,
in
Brad.
The
Appreciate
NFL.
It. Thank you, guys.
That's Dave Damashek.
Going to be fun to see if Mitch beats out Mike Glennon. In the meantime, Ike was very excited about this guy when he went off the board. I'm sure Jags fans excited, too. Here is LSU stud Leonard Fournette. Ike is an animated guy in general, but you let out a bleat when you heard the name Leonard Fournette announced by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know you like this pick. I'm sure the people in Duval County do, too. Congratulations, Leonard Fournette. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me up here, man.
Well, certainly. So how's it sit with you? All of a sudden, offensive firepower arrives in the AFC South. Corey Davis goes to the Titans. We see other teams making moves, and now you're in that Jacksonville situation. Great defense. We know how Tom Coughlin likes to do things. Yeah. Figure, you ready for that kind of workload? 25 touches or so?
Man, most definitely, man. That's something I grew up on. In college, man, they fed me the ball. Now I'm on to the next thing, man. You know, I know Coach Coughlin don't play no games. You know, I've been talking to Odell, man. So, I mean, it's gonna be interesting.
Did you talk to anybody from the Jacksonville Jaguars before you got there?
Actually, I had a visit up there.
Okay.
You know, I met everybody. It went great, and I'm glad they trust me coming in. Don't have to do.
This what I like about you, what you just said to me. You wasn't okay until Jamal got drafted. You were straight with you.
Yeah, I'm good.
You was already settled.
Yeah.
That just tells me a lot on you as a person. Like, man, I'm not straight till my boy got drafted. Yeah. My boy got drafted, now I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely, man, I'm proud of Jamal, man. You know, now we're waiting on Tre Davis to come up. Man, we got Duke. I mean, we got all the LSU guys who I'm waiting for. And I mean, it was no surprise that we was gonna go top 10. You know, that's something we had pictured when we committed to LSU. You know, we graduating soon. You know, that's another big accomplishment for him. You know, we graduated 3.5. We knew we was gonna be gone in 3. Our talents are gonna take us far. So I'm just blessed, man.
What you bringing to the table when you stepping in that locker room?
I mean, most definitely, man, I'm a game changer. You know, I'm a leader overall, man. And I'm not just saying that by my mouth, but you can ask anybody. My action shows a lot. You know, I want everything. You know, I want good for me, not just for me, for the team, period. You know, the individual walls, they'll come later, man. I mean, they'll come, but team first.
I know a lot of things are your motivation, but you got a little daughter.
And a son. Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about it. I know that's extra motivation towards
I mean, most definitely, man. Having my baby girl up here, man, with me. I mean, my son's too young right now, so he's back at home. But most definitely, man, this sharing that moment with my daughter, even though she don't understand, you know. But for me, her life, man, is that's just me. You know, that's somebody I have to take care for the rest of my life. You know, I don't care how old I get. You know, man, it's crazy how big she's getting. So I'm blessed for them to be my kids. I'm blessed to be their father, man. I thank God. I had a great father, you know, to show me how to love my mom. You know, I'm doing it for my daughter, you know, and how to treat a son. You know, tough love is what you need for the boys, right, man.
Well, that Bayou, the NFL Bayou connection is a family of sorts, too. You talk Jamal Adams, you Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, this guy and beyond. It seems like they're all receivers and corners and safeties. All of a sudden, a running back, Ike. What do you make of that, huh?
Man, like I always say, man, the most talented for me come out of New Orleans.
I did get you something. You know, they have a swimming pool in the stadium there.
All right.
Look who's going to be all ready for that now. Look who's going to be all ready for the Jacksonville swimming pool.
You know, no boys like the small fish.
I don't like no D's and Dukes, man. I'm good with this, man.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the next few days. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun for you, paying a visit there to Florida and so on and so forth. And enjoy it with your family,
sir,
with the little kids and the rest.
Thank you, man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to David Damashek.
I guess this kind of works to go from an LSU guy to a Bama guy, one of the real stars. I'll tell you, I am no, as you know, the line of scrimmage stuff, I'm no wizard when it comes to divining who's good on the interior there. But this guy always shows up. He's always in the backfield when you watch him in those SEC games. Here comes Jonathan Allen, new to the Washington Redskins. Ike, another guy that you were talking up real good in the Washington Redskins land him. It is the highly touted Bama prospect, Jonathan Allen. Howard, look at what I got you.
Oh,
look at this.
Man.
Look. This is a rare thing. Not very many people get
that?
To
oh,
have
man.
Cards that say this on it, but you are, in fact, an NFL defensive end.
That's,
so hand those out to your friends now.
That's crazy.
Friends
well,
and
thanks.
Family.
Well, he's more than that, you know. He's a leader. I got opportunity to train with him down by Tom Shaw at the Wild World of Sports. He's very unique. You know, the man loves computers. So you see a guy who's reckless and relentless on the field, off the field, a man trying to build and stay on computers. So if you just looked at a few of his interviews, he was like, what you going to do with your money? Man, I'm about to go get the best computer. That's what I'm about to go do. So that's saying a lot about him. But just getting back to what he brings to the table, I think, and I feel like I'm his agent because I'm talking about him, because I've been with him for a while. You know, Jonathan Allen, man, if you just go in that Alabama locker room and they point to one alpha and they say, who runs this locker room? It would be him.
Well,
everybody
that says a lot with all the All-Americans in there. But do you feel, I mean, I hate to jump in already to matchups and everything else on your big night here, but the Dallas Cowboys have what's considered the best offensive line. Skins seem like they're trying to react exactly to that, to the arch rival. Is that kind of how you feel about it?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I love going against the best, and if they're the best, I'm looking forward to the day I get to go against them. And one piece of advice that Michael Strahan always gave me is always formulate your own opinion. So I'm looking forward to going in there and really just diving into the mix and that starts with earning the respect of my teammates and you earn that but through hard work, as you could probably attest
to.
I mean, as a young guy coming in, I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna bust my butt, I'm gonna try to learn everything I can from the older guys and the vets and really just work my butt off.
I'm no defensive line expert, but I get at the line of scrimmage, it's hard to not see you show up on tape. You get penetrated. You're in the backfield on every play, it seems like. Is that what you would would attract? What can Skins fans expect to see from you in 2017?
For me, I feel they can expect to see a guy who's very versatile up and down the line of scrimmage and who's a disruptor. I mean, it's not always about making plays. I mean, it is, but as a defensive lineman, sometimes you're going to have to take up two blocks and let your linebackers run freer. Go up there and blow the back foot up and make the ball kick to your outside guys. So it's really just disrupting the flow of the offense and getting them behind the chains.
A non-football related question. What computers are you looking at?
So this is a website called iBuyPower, and they custom built computers. So there's no official name, but with all the things that are out there, I mean, you can make some of the most powerful computers out on the market. So I'm looking to go in. I'm excited to go in there and actually customize exactly what I want and honestly get the process started.
That's crazy.
Nerd talk. All right, am I right, everybody? Hey,
you're lucky. A lot of people sitting in this little right here.
A lot of Redskins fans going to be excited about this edition.
No
congratulations
no
to you.
Question.
Enjoy it with your family tonight.
Thank you. I really
Jonathan
appreciate
Allen,
it.
Everybody.
Dave, da 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 don don, Dave.
And let's round it out here with Jamal Adams, new of the New York Jets, star to be.
I don't know why. Like, all of a sudden, I'm in the mood to play tic-tac-toe. Anyway, let's say hello to the latest.
Ain't nothing funny about that.
You didn't like that one?
No, that was weak.
Well, maybe he liked it. Let's ask him now. He is a member of the New York Jets. Congratulations, LSU and the Bayou. The latest DB coming out of the Bayou. Here he is, everybody. Jamal Adams. How are you? Congratulations.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Not as well as you, I don't imagine, though, today, huh?
Yeah, I'm definitely good now. Block lifted off my back. The phone ring. Dream come true. They were honestly talking to me. I just kept saying thank you. I was crying, so I really couldn't hear them too much, but I know they're excited to get me down there, and I'm excited to be there.
What's the mindset at LSU? Because I think since 2007 or 2008, y'all been having the most guys drafted to the NFL from that secondary. What's the whole mindset back there?
NFL, LSU. That's all it is. It's DBU, and, you know, we produce, you know, players. We produce great people. It's just what we do best. And, you know, when you go there, you're definitely going to get, you know, coached by the best. You're definitely going to get a great education. And you're going to surround yourself around, you know, players that's going to make you better.
Now, Jamal Adams, I already know what I'm getting on the field.
Right.
I'm getting a guy who can hit. I'm getting a guy who can blitz. I'm getting a guy who can cover.
Right.
Talk to me about Jamal Adams off the field in that locker room, what I'm getting.
You're definitely getting a leader. You're definitely going to get somebody who's definitely positive no matter what circumstance, you know, hits the team. You're definitely going to get a guy that, you know, is going to come in and, you know, not change. I'm not going to change for, you know, anybody. I'm definitely, you know, a vocal leader. I'm definitely a guy who can lead by example. But I'm also a guy that, you know, is a team player. And I'm just going to go in and, you know, earn the respect of my, you know, teammates and my coaching staff.
Have you spent a lot of time in New York City? Excited about Odell Beckham tweeting at you already? Another Bayou guy?
I haven't been around my phone. I know my phone's going off.
Blowing up.
But, you know, everything happens for a reason. It's crazy. You know, my father played for the Giants, and my mom's from Yonkers. My sister's from Jersey, and now I'm part of the Jets family. So it was meant to be, man. And, you know, it's exciting to get back, you know, home and, you know, finally get settled in and, you know, glad to be a Jet, man.
What's your rookie goal?
Man, just to earn the respect of my teammates and my coaching staff. You know, the rest will follow. I definitely have, you know, a lot of goals in the back of my mind, a lot of team goals, some individual goals. But the first thing, man, my main goal is to, you know, earn the respect. Of the Jets nation. Sweet.
Ike, last thing, why don't you get, I know you already have and probably will in the future, but any advice for him as he now is an NFL football player?
So Coach LeBeau used to always tell us your eyes can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
No doubt.
Just in man coverage, man. Just
That's
keep
it.
Your eye on your man. That's
no
all.
Doubt.
That's
no all. Doubt about it.
What
last thing, we just want to give him a parting gift. We got the salt and pepper. Salt and pepper shakers, New York Jets. Congratulations.
Right. Appreciate it.
Use those tonight at a celebratory meal. I assume they're going off to that. Jamal Adams, Jets in good shape all of a sudden. A lot of people calling the best player in the draft.
Dave Damashek.